first mass cancellations of ferries prompted the Transport Minister to call a crisis meeting late last week. And over the weekend, crew shortages saw services to Half Moon Bay, Birkenhead, Bayswater and Te Aniwa, Northcote Point, canned. Fuller's 360 is cancelling at least 30% of its trips a week due to staff shortages. The ongoing disruptions saw the Transport Minister, who is also the Immigration Minister, bring together Auckland Transport, Waka Kotahi and Fuller's to nut out a solution. Fuller's 360 CEO Mike Horn says the Minister's now agreed to change immigration settings.
It was a really useful meeting to have. I'm reasonably pleased that he appears to have been listening and really considering things. The plan of attack is that he'd really like the industry to come together and just confirm as an industry what we're after, which I think is pretty reasonable. And we have 4 or 5 weeks to do that. So really what he was talking about is, one, we seem to have got the message through around immigration being on the green list, fast-tracking and families. But his concern was, that's great, but if we fill the hole in the short term, I want some assurances from the industry that actually all the stuff we're talking around training and accelerating people through the maritime industry needs to happen as well. And so that's what we're working through at the moment, to give some confidence across the industry that we're all aligned.
So you've previously told us that you would like roles like skippers to be placed on the green list, which means a fast track for coming into the country and bringing your family. What did the minister say? Did he give you any undertakings?
Yes, he was very positive about that. He'd gone away and he'd discussed it with officials. It appears that that is very favourable. And again, his key point was, if that's our commitment to get that going, what's the industry's commitment to actually train and progress people alongside that? So that's good.
So are you taking that, well, as a promise that he's going to put those workers on the green list, those jobs?
I absolutely am taking it as that. That was my understanding. And clearly, we're pretty pleased that we had that level of movement in the last couple of weeks.
So which jobs? Just skippers or crew hands?
No, so it would be skippers and deckhands. And the interesting thing is that often you're bringing skippers across into New Zealand to start as deckhands. And the reason for that is the other piece I think I spoke about last time is lining up the qualifications. And that's why the training and the assessment on the side needs to be so slick. And we as an industry need to be really lined up with training providers and with Maritime New Zealand, all of whom were in the room last week, which was highly useful.
Are you paying enough, Mike? I've looked at the ads that you've got up at the moment. One for a skipper, it says up to $50 an hour, possible start time 4:30 in the morning, potential finish times 2 a.m, roster with no set pattern. And what, you'd have a couple of hundred people's lives in your hands, would you, when you're out there on the ferry?
Yeah, that's absolutely fair.
Okay, and so is that good enough?
From a domestic perspective, it has been good enough, and it's at the top end, particularly with our company. Is that internationally competitive? No, it's not, and I think that's a really good point. So if we want to be internationally competitive so that people come to New Zealand, for example, as opposed to going to Australia, we've got to get the immigration settings right, which I think we're working through, and we do need as an industry to review what we're paying the top end of our skills. So that people choose to come here as opposed to elsewhere for all the reasons you're talking to me about. So
Mike, that means raising wages across the board, doesn't it? If you're going to raise wages to get people in from other countries, you can't have the people who are employed domestically. You'd have to bump their wages up too, yeah?
Absolutely. So if we think about our situation with Maritime New Zealand, we're on a collective agreement. The collective agreement sets the rates for both our contracted services and our commercial services. So if we put the rate up for one group of people coming in from overseas, yes, it affects our whole business, and we would have to stump up on our side of things, which I think long-term for the industry, as long as we get the training right, is probably a really good thing.
So tell me about the level of cancellations you've got at the moment. How many services are you cancelling a day? What percentage a week?
Look, I think it's about 30%, which is a big number. Now, in saying that, a lot of that is still skills. But if we go back and I look at my numbers for February, of all the cancellations we did, 60% of them were for weather, for cyclones and other bits and pieces. So just got to be careful that we're using the right numbers. But if you take weather out of it, the cancellations are all due to me just not having enough people across the board to do all the services that we're being asked to do.
Mike, your customers are really peeved. They're angry. What do you say to them?
Look, some of them are. Not all of our customers are peeved. And while I absolutely empathise with them, there's no question about that. What it also says that my company is actually providing an outstanding service with what's sitting in front of us. So we're doing everything that we can with the available resources. All our people, in fact, I'm probably stretching my people too far, but all of the vessels that we have and all of my management team, 100% committed. So as soon as we can work through what good looks like, particularly as an industry, then absolutely we need to be delivering more than we are right now.
How much are you paying for Ubers and taxis for cancelled services?
I'm not paying anything. That's all covered under the Auckland Transport contracts.
So they stump up for those replacement services, do they? When you say, and we see it popping up all the time on social feeds, that there's going to be an Uber or a taxi replacement because the ferry's off, Auckland Transport picks up the tab for that.
Yes, it's all covered under
payers.
Contract. Yes, absolutely.
Do you know how much the value of that is on a weekly basis?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't tell you that at this stage. I really don't know.
Must be in the thousands, though, Mike.
Look, I really don't know, because remember that they're also stumping up and paying for all the ferry services as well. So where the ferry services aren't running, there's a rebate, and then that goes to, I would assume, to paying for taxis and Ubers. So one in, one out, if you think about it that way.
And that's Mike Horn, the CEO of Fuller.